So, Andrew, for those people who might not know, you are the inspiration for a technique that we have coined transaction interaction, which is the idea of taking these everyday transactions that we have, whether it's getting money from the bank teller, calling someone on directory assistance, buying dairy products at your local market.
We all need them.
Whatever it might be, you're taking that basic transaction and turning it into a friendly and personalised interaction. We created this technique. It's one of the first techniques that we created at The Modern Man, and you were the inspiration for that. So is that something you try to do consciously throughout life? Do you try to engage people at a level beyond that standard transaction that we go through?
Yeah, I don't like the plain and the dull and the cliche. We can go to a supermarket and they can say, here's your change. Would you like your bag? No, thank you. Have a nice day. You too. Bye. End of interaction. Would you like your change? Of course I want it. It's my money. Give it to me. I'll call the police. do things a little differently.
Yeah.
Would you like a bag? No, I have a very large station wagon that'll outperform any bag you can give me. So we just do things a little differently. I mean, it makes people have fun.
So have you found that this approach to interacting with people and treating them like a real person and just, you know, having a bit of fun, has it led to some interesting adventures? You know, you meet a girl or you meet some people and it leads off to something.
Absolutely. You'd be surprised at how a basic day-to-day event can change your life and lead to something far deeper. For example, I was buying cigarettes at a nightclub one night, not that I condone smoking, and the machine was faulty, and a girl came along wanting to buy cigarettes, and she put her money in, and it got jammed, and I said, my money got jammed too, and we started talking about it, and I said, we really need to fix this, and we went about reporting it to the bar staff, and we both punched the machine and kicked the machine together, and we struck up a friendship, you know, probably because I, looking back on it, said things that were a little bit unique and a little bit different, and I would have said things like, I'm very angry with this machine. Can you help me beat it up? Because you look tough. And we just sort of had quite a bit of fun, you know, bashing the machine together. So when we eventually got our cigarettes out, because we were determined and focused, we went off and had a cigarette together. And she ended up being my girlfriend